I'm a good guy for a gal. So won't you look my palm over? I got time for a chat. So won't you tell me my future?
Welcome back to the program. Final segment of the night. You still have time to get in on the Bellman Automotive phone line at 855-282-8255 or the text line, 855-282-8255. Ward Cleaver texting in. I would love to see a Sanford and Son remake with Charlie Tuna playing Fred Sanford. Well, who wouldn't want to see that? Have Joe play Lamar. I like that. That would be... You want to talk about something I would watch every single time it was on. Charlie Tuna doing a remake of Sanford and Son? Absolutely.
That'd be... He's one of the few people I know who could pull off a Fred Sanford, too.
Yeah, he could do that.
Yeah, he could pull off Fred Sanford.
Well, the thing is that, okay, like, we would have to go out and buy Charlie the costumes, because Charlie usually, you know, dresses pretty fly.
Yeah.
He's not a bum. You know, he's not going to be wearing the overalls like Fred Sanford did. And we look out in the parking lot, you know what kind of whip he drives, too.
I just love that theme song.
Oh, yeah, who doesn't?
It's so simple. It's a show I've seen like two episodes of, but yet I could probably like hum along to the opening sequence without even trying. That was one of those shows
that I remember watching as a child, but I think it was because of the reruns. It wasn't on I was then, but I couldn't tell you one specific episode though. I couldn't tell you like this happened or that happened. I have no idea.
It's like me when I used to watch Cheers between Spin City and Drew Carey show. I had no idea what was going on with Cheers. It's pretty down Spin City, though.
Okay, but like Cheers, like it flew right over your head.
I had no idea. I thought Cheers. I remember I would sit down and I would watch Friends, and I would watch the Drew Carey show, and then Cheers would come on. I would hate my life for 30 minutes, and then Spin City would be on.
Really? You hated it?
I hated Cheers. I don't know
why. Why did you hate it?
I used to hate Seinfeld when I was younger, too.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't really come around on Cheers as much. I haven't really tried as much. I've come around very strong on Seinfeld.
The Royals text line for 610 AM KCSP is 69306.
They want people to mess with the Royals?
I guess so. So, yeah, the Royals text line.
Very specific text.
69306. Go after those
Do not veer credit off of this show into somebody else's show. Texter, damn you.
How
dare you throw out another text line? The only people
go after those uppity Royals fans.
No, don't even go after them. The only people you text between 6 and 8 p.m., thank you very much, is 1-855-282-8255.
Look
at
you.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Man, Rocchio laying down the law.
Veer off into somebody else's text line?
Speaking of veering off, did you see that Usain Bolt lost his last race?
Yes, he did.
To someone who's like 4 years older than what he is.
Justin Gatlin,
who's 35 years old.
The Tennessee native.
He's got a couple of PED suspensions on his
jacket.
He does.
He's got a long history with Mr. Usain Bolt. But
so what are the odds that someone who's 35 just beat Usain Bolt?
Gatlin's been on his tail the last 4 years. It's always been him or Gatlin. And so I'm not that shocked that he beat him. I'm pretty sure didn't Bolt get third? Didn't the other former volunteer, Christian Coleman, I believe his name was?
I believe you're right.
He also beat Bolt. So I think it's impressive that Gatlin took him down, but I think that might show that maybe, you know, just in his last race, Bolt didn't get a great run.
I think Bolt's biggest mistake, wearing shoes.
Yeah?
If he would have ran barefoot.
No, I don't think so.
Like Matt Rocky.
I know personally that running barefoot doesn't do you very good. In fact, that was almost 2 weeks. About 2 weeks ago now.
How long did it take your feet to heal?
Not completely healed.
They're still not completely healed.
Like, I can walk on fine, but today I went for a little like 3 mile like walk, jog, run. And I almost bailed out halfway through because the bottom of my feet started hurting again.
You may need to go see a podiatrist.
I mean, they're fine. It's just that there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of new skin that's still, you know, taking its time. I have giant blisters, and those things, you know, those things are down. But now, you know, some of the dead skin's coming up. It's all bad. You know,
Giamatti, something you were going to say, and you backed away. What was it?
Some time.
I was going to say, Ralph Macchio didn't complain when he broke his leg and
you know what?
Performed the crane kick.
You know what?
That's because he's a great American.
It was an illegal crane. It was an illegal crane kick. Let's not forget the kicker. The kicker is necessary to describe the kick.
I was just looking up
clever with that.
Ralph Macchio's contact information. I have yet to find it.
We'll find it. Yeah. We're gonna get that guy. Yeah, we're gonna get both of them. I'm confident. The three of us put our heads together. We're gonna book, if not both of them, we're gonna get one of them.
All I have to do is find the name.
And I think that show is gonna finally do justice to Johnny Lawrence, the real Karate Kid. We're gonna see. We're gonna finally have the falsehoods.
Well, congratulations.
Of the movie pointed out. It's gonna be wonderful.
Congratulations is gonna be on YouTube Red, and no one's going to see it.
I don't care. I'm gonna watch it, and it's gonna make me feel better that I was right about the misfortune and the planned destruction of the character that was Johnny Lawrence. The character assassination by Hollywood, by all the other judges at the All Valley tournament. I won't allow it to stand out much longer. 30 years, Matt Berger. No, not one more day. Not one more day.
So Johnny did show good sportsmanship at the end of the fight. He did.
He did.
And he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to do that. Daniel-san won by cheating. He could have walked off, pouted, and I would understand.
Is it really an illegal move?
It was an illegal move.
You look, really? I don't hear anybody complaining about the referee who allowed it and awarded him the winner.
You know what? You know what? You're right. We'll hold him. You know what? We'll get him on, too.
We'll track down the actor who played the referee.
That script, did you not raise your hand and go, wait, listen now. Before, it's directly pointed out that a head kick's an illegal move, director, sir.
So that no-name reactor is going to go, excuse me, there's a huge plot fail here in the script.
Does he have any sort of pride in his work?
Ward Cleaver wants to know.
That's all I want to know. Does he have any pride in his work, Matt Berger?
Probably not, but he probably wanted the paycheck.
Well.
He could be like, you know what? You're fired. We're going to get some other no-name actor to play this referee. You go play Gandhi someplace
else.
That's
the prize for having a moral backbone, isn't it?
Well, let's see how much that moral backbone plays the rent.
Next guest to book is Pat E. Johnson, the referee from The Karate Kid.
There we go.
Pat E. Johnson?
Swear
that's a
God.
Fake name.
War Cleaver wants to
it's
know.
A fake name.
War Cleaver wants to know if we can get Billy Blanks on. Do you guys even know who Billy Blanks is?
That one's over the head.
Okay. War Cleaver, we got a bunch of youngins in here. They have no idea who Billy Blanks is.
Billy
Blanks. You ever heard of a thing called Tybo?
I have heard of Tybo.
That is Billy Blanks.
Like
fitness guru, martial artist, actor, and creator of something. I didn't
Tybo.
Know.
Tybo. Yeah, he did the Tybo thing. Okay. Like when I was in college, that's what all the girls did. They all did Tybo.
Yeah, I knew. I'd heard of Tybo before.
I
believe they now just call them kickboxing classes.
Yeah, you're right. Remember when Zumba, like every girl was doing Zumba, and now you don't hear of anybody doing Zumba anymore.
Zumba was a big thing down in Mizzou.
It was a huge thing out here, too.
They were like, because like every like month, I think, at the rec center, there was a free Zumba class, and so every girl I knew
she paid the money. I forgot how much it was. It was like $150 or $200 to be a Zumba instructor, and she went to some seminar for the weekend, and she was now a quote-unquote licensed Zumba instructor, and she was trying to get classes together, and no one was going. So,
is that the mats and the rubber balls and all that? Or?
No. Zumba's more like dancing.
Hmm.
It's kind of like, I wouldn't say hula dancing, but it's a lot of hip shaking.
I gotcha.
Yeah. But that was a huge thing for a long time. That was kind of, like you say, it's still kind of CrossFit. CrossFit's still a big thing.
Seems like those things kind of come and go.
It does, yeah.
Like, what do you think the next new...
If I knew that Giamatti, that's what I'd be doing.
Yeah.
I'd be too busy making money off of that.
Yeah,
YouTube about the Karate Kid.
If I had any sort of foresight in that kind of stuff,
I would book Pat E. Johnson.
I would not be here.
I'm putting you in charge of it, Giamatti.
What do you think he would say? Like, I don't know, man. Like, I had two lines. Like,
yeah, I just had bow and fight. That's all I had to say. And then Rocky was going to call him out for not walking off the set when he read the script and saw the major plot, the major hole in the plot.
I could just picture TMZ like running up on him, like the crane kick. Like, what happened there?
Like, I have one question for him. Why do you hate continuity? That's my question for Pat E. Johnson. Why do you hate continuity?
First 5 minutes in Last Boy Scout. Yeah, I think Billy Blanks is in that too. I haven't seen Last Boy Scout in a long time.
Right, there's a movie called The Last Boy Scout?
Yes, Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans. I forgot how young you two are.
Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans?
Bruce Willis and Damon Wayans.
What?
Yeah, Damon Wayans plays a former NFL quarterback who gets thrown out of the league because of alcohol.
Oh.
And like the end...
Love that early 90s racism. Okay, Jesus.
You're going to love this part. So they're trying to stop somebody from getting assassinated at a football game. And this is how Damon Wayans does it. He throws a football in the air... It takes the bullet before it hits the target.
You got to be kidding me.
That's how pretty much how the movie ends.
How does this have 6.9 stars on IMDb?
As far as like a brainless action movie, it's not awful. I haven't seen it in years.
Came out. Halle Berry's in it.
Yeah.
December 13th, 1991.
You were how old?
Just under 6 months.
Oh my God.
December 3rd, 1991?
Yeah.
December 13th.
I was 2 months old.
I was in my freshman year in high school. We are on a 22-hour break. I'll do my best to not drop dead of a heart attack on my way to the parking lot. Charlie Tuna's up next, right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSEL.com. Have a great night.
Rents are rising and mortgage rates are dropping. It is now cheaper to buy a